We chatted a lot last year. How different is this offseason different for you at all in any way?
The only thing different for me is like I'm a year now into the offense. I know the offense very well, you know, way better than I did last year, which, you know, helps me out a lot. You know, just being able to be in different places on this offense. So, and that's not the only thing. Like I approach this season like I did last year, you know, still learning, because you always learn more in this offense. For me, it's just, you know, it's just getting better every day, you know, working on my craft.
We talked a lot last year about you. You know, you came here, you wanted to prove that you could be an offensive player, that you could be a wide receiver in this league. You had a pretty good year. You feel like you established yourself in that way?
I had a pretty good year, you know, just off what I could do, you know, when I wasn't injured. You know, I think I did a good job. You know, I think the staff think I did a good job. I think they think I came in overperformed better than they thought I would, you know. And for me, it's just to build on that momentum from last year and just keep getting better, like I said, and just keep improving.
And you feel like there's more. I think you caught, 35, 36 balls last year or something like that. And you think you can improve that number this year?
Yeah, definitely can improve that number, you know, just with my knowledge of the offense and being able to play different positions, you know, especially when you have guys like Odell on the field, you know, it definitely gives you a chance to get, you know, better targets, you know, and more targets. So I think in my favor, it works out good, you know, just because I know the offense.
You're doing so many things here. You know, you're playing wide receiver, and sometimes you're in the slot, sometimes you're outside. You're returning kickoffs, you're returning punts, you're covering stuff. How hard is all of that to just to juggle all those different roles?
It's not really hard. It's more mental, because you know you gotta learn so much stuff, and you gotta know where a lot of people are, and you gotta learn different techniques, you know. And for me, you go from being on kickoff, running out of different techniques, to doing different things, you know, and the receivers, different techniques from the gunner, and just learning different stuff. Like, you learn offense, you learn kickoff returns and defensive coverages, and was how the cover team is running now, how the punt team is doing, what the punt return team is doing, you know, and what you got to do outside, inside. For me, it's more just mental than physical.
It's not wearing on your body as much as it's just wearing on your mind.
Yeah, it's definitely more mental than physical. You know, you definitely take the pounding, you know, from getting hit on certain plays to hitting people on certain plays. So it's more mental for me. The physical really doesn't really bother me much.
But you know, I saw sometimes last year in some games where they'd pull you off the coverage team here and there. They'd pull you off a certain special. Is that just because you can only handle so many snaps, or you get hit and you just need a break?
We have 16 games, you know. You're playing 90 games, 90 plays a game, you know, for 16 games. That's a lot of plays. You know, and for probably about 70% of the plays, you're taking hits or you're hitting somebody. So, you know, for them, they just want to get me through a whole season, you know, and try to not put as much wear and tear on my body so I can get to the end of the season. Or get a late run stretch to go down and get a contender for the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, you need your players more toward the end of the season and for that late run.
But it's still more taxing on your mind sometimes.
Definitely, because, you know, because at the end of the day, you got to take care of your body, you know. And for me, I know the coach is going to look out for me, so, and they're going to know what's best for me. For me, I just go out and play football.
I don't know how much you read or pay attention to the headlines and all of that, but, you know, everybody, they look at the wide receivers here, and obviously Odell gets most of the attention. But when people in the fan base, when they start looking toward the upcoming season, everybody wants to talk about, you know, how much can Victor help? Or everybody's all excited about Sterling Shepard. And then people say, and oh yeah, we still have Dwayne Harris. Do you ever feel sort of underappreciated or overlooked?
On this team, no. on this team, no. You know, outside, people don't really know what goes on in this building. Mm-hmm. They only see what they see on Sundays, and people don't know how much hard work that we put in inside this building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when come game day, you know, they always looking for like where such and such, you know, where he's been. And but no, I just play football. I let everybody else talk about, I know who's gonna be where and what these guys gonna do. And you know, for me, I'm just playing.
And you know what you're saying is, you know, they appreciate you inside this building.
Yeah, inside this building, they appreciate me. You know, they love me being here. You know, the fans love me, but you know, a lot of people still don't think I can do things that I can do, mm-hmm. even though they don't see me do it.
it's still a, you know, you feel like every year you're still proving yourself. Then.
Every year. Mm-hmm. But the guys inside this building, they know what I can do, mm-hmm. and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. When you look at, you know, when you look at Vic and you look at Sterling and all that, I mean, you root for those guys to succeed?
Definitely. They are my team. You know, they're my teammates. I want those guys to be as best as they can be, you know. Because mm-hmm. when they're good, this team is good. And, mm-hmm. And that makes everybody around us good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when everybody's playing at their best potential, you know, that helps our team out, team to get to the playoffs and to contend for a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you about Vic. I mean, you see him here all the time. All we see is once in a while we see him, you know, jog up and down the field a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you see and what do you expect from him?
I expect Vic to come back stronger than he's ever came back, you know, mm-hmm. just because I see him every day. I see how hard he's working to get back and to be 100% healthy. You know, me and Vic, we talk every day. Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, we talking. And he's working to get back, you know, and he feels like he's going to be 100%. I feel like he's going to be 100%. And with him on the field, our team is definitely going to be better, you know, because he's definitely the other guy you have to account for on the field.
Give me a thought or an initial impression on Shepard.
He's a good young guy. He's good. He got talent. And I think everybody knows he has talent. Everybody's seen what he's done in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it really doesn't really mean anything until you get to the NFL. You play your first NFL game, mm-hmm. and you're productive. You know? Mm-hmm. But he has great upside. You know, he's a smart kid. They put him at the heart of the position you have to learn, which is in playing in the slot. Mm-hmm. You know? And once he understands that position, you know, the offense comes so much easier. You know, I started out in the slot, and it took me a long time to understand his offense. And once you get to know it, you know, it's probably the best and the worst thing that can happen to you as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's working.
Is that just because of you say it's the hardest position to learn being the slot? Is that because of the number of options that it includes, or
it's just the number of things you have to know? You know, you have a lot of motions, you have a lot of places you have to line up. You have a lot of places you have to be. Like, as an outside guy, you don't have to learn as much as an inside guy. Because mm-hmm. on the inside, you're moving around so much, and you have to learn so many positions, who's outside you, where that tight end lines up at, inside of you, or he outside of you, you know, and you just got to learn so much stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And on the outside, you really don't have to learn as much, you know. And inside,
you learn your route because there's nobody coming to your outside.
Yeah, you got to learn. See, and inside, you got to learn coverages. You got to learn who's blitzing off you because you got hot reads and so much other stuff going on inside. Outside, you really don't have as much going on. Mm-hmm. It's not many people around you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn the formations from the zebra, you know everything. You know who's inside of you, you know who's outside of you. You know where everybody lining up at because mm-hmm. you know you at, you know who's outside of you.
Right.
You know who's inside of you. So the formation comes easy. So you know who's around you. Mm-hmm. So you know where to line up at.
Right. Okay. You had a chance to line up much against Eli Apple. Just a couple of thoughts on Apple.
I've lined up against him a couple of times, you know.
What, you know, just a couple of thoughts on what you see from
he's
him.
He's definitely a physical player. He's definitely physical. And I think one thing he has to learn is, you know, he holds a lot, which a lot of DBs do.
Mm-hmm.
But he has just learned to play with his feet a lot mm-hmm. more. But he's going to be a good player. I feel like he's a physical guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great size. He can run. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you really don't know if a guy can do it until you got the first game on a Sunday, Thursday, whatever day it is,
mm-hmm.
and play out there against, you know, other players. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, so before I let you go, I got to ask you about the new kickoff rule. You annoyed by the new kickoff rule?
I'm definitely not annoyed by it. I love it. I think it's a good rule. It's going to give me more chances to return the ball, I think.
You think so? You think it's going to give you more chances instead of less?
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are going to try to keep the ball in the end zone.
And try to keep it.
They try to keep it in the field of play.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep the ball 5-6 deep in the end zone, a lot of people are going to take knees to get on 25.
Right. I mean, if you guys, I mean, what do you do? I mean, I don't know if you and Coach Quinn have talked about this yet, but what do you do if the ball's a yard deep? Are you I'm taking a knee? Out. You're bringing it out?
Yeah, I'm bringing it out. Mm-hmm. You might not like me bringing it out, but I'm bringing it out. And one thing about me and Coach Quinn, we have a great understanding. Mm-hmm. He know what kind of player I am. Mm-hmm. I know what kind of coach he is. And mm-hmm. and definitely, when situations call for me to bring it out, I'll bring it out. Mm-hmm. And when situations call for me to take a knee and keep it in and us get to the 25-yard line, mm-hmm. I definitely leave it in. You know, that's just being a smart returner, a smart player. Mm-hmm. Just knowing your situation of football. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, if it's just a regular time, first play of the game, or we up, or whatever the case may be, 1 yard in, I'm bringing the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
4 yards in, I'm bringing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think 5 yards, we're questioning it. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
For the most part, I'm bringing it out.